Today, South Korea's leaders said they saw President-elect Donald Trump's Twitter blast at North Korea as a clear warning. Trump's tweet was responding to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's New Year's Day announcement that his country is in the final stages of preparing to test an intercontinental ballistic missile that could reach parts of the U.S. Trump's response, it won't happen. Trump also tweeted that China wasn't helping enough to curtail North Korea. China, in essence, said the country's leaders would not respond to tweets. But will North Korea's leader, and how will he respond? We're joined by Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh. He's with MIT Security Studies Program. And Jim, we've spoken here before about national security and Donald Trump's tweets. So you have South Korea today saying that Donald Trump sent a clear message with his it won't happen regarding North Korea. Was Trump's message clear to you?
Well, no. As often happens with 140 characters, it seems as if it was vague and not clear. The North Koreans announced that they were going to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, an ICBM. Mr. Trump's tweet referred to a completed nuclear weapon. Now, so was his tweet about the upcoming test? Was it about something that's supposed to happen further down the road?
And what does he mean by it won't happen?
Well,
I mean, is that a threat? And
sounds like a red line to me. Yeah. And this is another reason why I continue to emphasize to the president-elect that national security and foreign policy is different than an election campaign and not really made for Twitter. So if you blurt out a red line, and let's say they go ahead and test anyway, because what are you going to do to stop them? Then suddenly you've established a red line and it's been crossed, and now what? At a minimum, it makes you look bad, and it's easy to get the facts wrong. And again, I think when he's tweeting, he's thinking about Americans, America is his audience, and forgets there's South Korea and Japan and China and all these other people who are also watching. And while the South Korean government may have said, yes, we support you, they don't really have much choice there, the New York Times reported that it's made people uneasy. Remember, if there's a fight over North Korea, the battleground is not going to be Ohio or Oklahoma. It's going to be Seoul. Mm-hmm. So when you make threats and presumably are going to back them up, if that leads to warfare, it's the South Koreans and those American troops in South Korea that are going to be engaged in that fight. And that makes people nervous.
Look, we're talking about a part of the world, North Korea, in which there, you know, it's a different reality and a different view of reality. Do you have any fear that when someone says it won't happen, that there's a hunkering down? Or is there a mindset in North Korea, from your extended knowledge of the country, is there a mindset where they know that that's just talk? Or is there possibly, you know, someone there thinking he's going to come and stop us somehow?
Well, we have a strange alignment of the stars right now where leadership in both countries tends towards bluster and exaggeration. I think at the end of the day, the North Koreans are pretty rational in the sense that, yes.
Really? That's
yes.
A sentence I never thought I'd hear from you. And you've been there.
Yes. And the reason why I say that is history. They're provocative, but they've learned to adjust their provocations so they never cross the threshold where it leads to war. Why? They know if there's a war, they're going to lose. And the thing that Kim wants to do is hold on to power. So they don't want to have an actual war. What they want to do is sort of stay below that threshold, provoke, you know, try to gain some leverage. So they've changed their provocations over time, which would seem to suggest they sort of get it. They sort of see where the line is and stay below that line. But there can be miscalculation. There can be mistakes made. So this is a dangerous game.
And what about Trump taking on China for not helping enough to curtail North Korea? Is China a part of whatever is rational about North Korea's thinking? Is China whispering in that potentially rational ear?
Well, I think absolutely Mr. Trump is right to say that China's a pivotal player. None of this is going to be solved without China's help. The error I think he and some of his colleagues make is this notion that if we're going to get China to help with us, what we should do is threaten them. You know, getting a country to cooperate by threatening them, that just seems like a contradiction to me. We need to talk with China, get on the same page, and work cooperatively so that we are able to demonstrate to North Korea it is not in their self-interest to go down that path. But us wagging the finger at China isn't going to make it easier to cooperate. It's going to make it harder cooperate.
But to what extent is China? I mean, and is Donald Trump right that China's not helping to curtail North Korea?
Well, China has signed off on the last several UN Security Council resolutions. They did crack down on some of the trade and imports earlier this month. Would we like to see them do more? Yes. But they've got their own national security dilemmas here. They don't want a failed nuclear weapon state on their border. And they're trying to keep an hand outreach to North Korea. They don't want to see that relationship blow up and then suddenly have a nuclear weapon state who could threaten them. So they're having to balance several different things. They're doing more than they did in the past, but yes, there's more they can do.
And just briefly, what is being done right now is sanctions over human rights abuses and other actions. The President Obama refused to negotiate with North Korea. Are we seeing a Donald Trump that may? I mean, he sort of is on Twitter.
I think we're going to see – he's talked about sanctions, but I think the problem right now – again, I want to underline, he has no cabinet. He has no national security staff. He should probably wait, you know, another month before doing all this. But I expect that he will pursue a sanctions policy.
Well, I mean, what about negotiations? Yes or no? No?
He said he would, and he said he wouldn't. So anybody knows.
Jim Walsh here, now security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.